Thursday Night Football with John Giles.
Johnny Giles is a national treasure. When he speaks, I mean, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. When he's on the show, I was in the car the other day. I parked the car and I sprinted into the house and turned on the radio. I love listening to him. I love Johnny Giles.
John Giles, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
Well, I don't like him, and I don't have to work with people I don't like.
Patrick Vieira is 6'4". So I'm going to go with Gary Neville. He says, come and have a go at me.
You should have gone to Specsavers, Charlie.
Well, maybe you should go also then, Jeff, because you couldn't see driving home the other night.
Don't you ever talk about me!
So I think your argument's back and forward there, Tony. That's the point.
I'm wondering.
Just let me finish. Let me finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
It's pure constipated at all.
You can forget about Sean Kavanagh as far as he's a man.
If you're going to be critical, then you've got to make sure you've got something to back it up with, right?
Maybe the coaches were maybe panicking a little bit.
To me, you've got to have a little bit of a better record than that.
The beak is real.
In a change from schedule programming, we're going for the FEI Executive Board versus their interim. I'm only messing. We're not. We're sticking with the original plan here, and that is Jadon Sancho versus Manchester City. Oh, and a lot of us don't really know that much about the split that happened. You know, it's like ex-City player. It's like, oh yeah, that happened. He went off. He was very brave. He went to Dortmund. His career has exploded. He's worth an absolute fortune. What's the truth here, Owen? What is the truth?
You're asking me, is the beef indeed real here? And that's a question I've asked myself quite a bit over the last few days looking into this, probably inquiring more about attention here and whether or not a true grudge can develop. We're talking about Jadon Sancho and Manchester City, whether or not there is a problem between the two parties. Like, he did leave the club in not overly great circumstances, and now he is going to join Manchester United. I mean, if there isn't the inkling of the start of a potential grudge there, then I don't know what could possibly be the start of a potential grudge. Let's bring this all the way back, and let's start things off by going all the way back to Jadon Sancho's early days at Manchester City. And there was a great piece done in Der Spiegel, thanks to Football Leaks as well, a few years ago, where we got to see what Manchester City scouts were saying about Sancho as a kid making his way in the Watford youth setup. And after playing a game at the 2011 London Youth Games, a Manchester City scout said about Sancho that he single-handedly dismantled the likes of Arsenal and Chelsea on his own playing in a poor team. They were interested from a very, very young age here. He was 11 at that point. 3 years later, City come in to actually sign him. They make him an offer of, they make the club, they make Watford an offer of £50,000, which they had marked as his correct value at the time. But by the time the negotiations ended, which was in February 2015, Watford had agreed to take £150,000 for Sancho, who was 14 years old at this point. Also, there was £500,000 in bonuses going if he made 10 first-team appearances. So what I'm trying to say here, Ger, is that City really wanted this kid. City were prepared to pay whatever it would take to ensure that Watford's Jadon Sancho became Manchester City's Jadon Sancho. Now, Football Leaks also reveals that Manchester City almost broke rules regarding monetary incentives to minors. In another leaked document, it was a letter to Sancho's father. The club had already earmarked a salary and bonuses for the kid once he became a professional. Now, I should say that the FA investigated this and found that no malpractice occurred. But again, this is just to hammer home the point. Sancho was 14. City were all in on this kid's future. Now, things went pretty well for Sancho at underage level with Manchester City. He seemed to be worth every penny that Watford had received, and it wasn't long before Pep Guardiola had his eye on him. Now, let's go to a clip here, because in a documentary on the Manchester City YouTube channel, here is Sancho himself as a City player speaking about his first time getting called up to the first team and working with Pep.
I was with a couple friends. I got a message. I clicked on the message, and then it said, you've been selected to train with the first team. I just couldn't stop smiling. I called my dad, called my mom, everyone. And then one day when I saw Pep, I just couldn't stop smiling. And when I walked on the training pitch, I was very nervous, very nervous. But I just remember what my dad said, no pressure. What Aaron and Javier, just no pressure. So I just kept my head low. Just knowing Sterling was next to me, I just kept kept my head low, just, you know, kept on moving it. And then Pep came out, and then he came over to me, and I shook his hand, and then he put his arm around me, and then I think that's when that picture was taken. And then he was just giving me great advice. He's seen what I can do, and he wants me to improve on certain stuff. With that, he don't care if I lose the ball 1,000 times. He knows what I'm capable of.
He loves him. Pep loves him. Pep loved him like a
Absolutely.
Son.
Like a son. Like a son. Now, you will have also seen in that clip, for anybody with eagle eyes at home, that Phil Foden was walking into the training ground with Sancho before those photographs of Pep. This is interesting as well, because to go back to this Der Spiegel piece, it claimed in this piece that Foden and Sancho actually got into an altercation with each other in the academy and had to be separated. There was a couple of issues now with Jadon Sancho from Manchester City's point of view. That was one. That altercation was before the clip we had seen. Sancho had other issues. He often showed up late to training. That was a particular issue. Got into trouble with teachers and had to serve detention on a number of occasions.
Oh, come on. Who cares?
I agree. Well, there is this law firm then that specialised in reputation management, which wrote in June 2015 that Sancho gives an impression, which may not be the case, that he is self-important and reveling in his current relative fame. The law firm also suggested that he should make more of an effort to present himself as humble and hardworking. A little bit unfair on a kid, you would have thought.
I think also, I don't like that. I mean, that's, I don't know if you've listened to the Cam Newton documentary series at the moment, but the owner of the Carolina Panthers, when they signed Cam Newton, was like, oh, I asked him if he had any tattoos, and he said no. And I asked him, you know, what else? And he's like, I think I'd grow my hair long. I was like, no, don't do that. And it's like, hang on a second, stop talking like this. That's pretty disgusting. So, yeah, like, a young, very successful, proud black man needs to be more humble, says a law firm. I'm out on that law firm.
I agree. I'm with you on that. So let's fast forward to 2017, because this is where things start to get even more interesting. So in May of that year, Manchester City chairman Khaldun Al-Mubarak name-checks Sancho as one of the kids who is going to make the first team that following season. I always find that interesting whenever he used to wade in on footballing matters in particular. So he said, these are players that if you ask Pep today, he will tell you they can and will be first team players at Manchester City. Pep spends a lot of time watching our academy players compete. That is what we are trying to build in terms of an ethos in this club. But Pep, he was a little bit more cautious about the whole thing. He said that some of the youngsters will come to the United States on our pre-season tour. They are 16, 17 or 18. The quality is there, but maybe not in the next year. Next season, most of them will be training with us and we are going to see how they are. But Sancho wasn't willing to wait. He was locked into his scholarship contract until 2018, but now 17 years old in 2017, he wanted to play first team football. Now, that request couldn't be granted immediately, and Sancho terminated his scholarship contract. And then it became a bit of a bidding war for the player. But as soon as you terminate one contract with a club, perhaps it seemed that City were never going to get his hands on him when it came to the professional contract. They did offer him 30 grand a week, but Borussia Dortmund were on high alert. They had scouted the guy, and they swooped in to pick him up in the summer of 2017 for 8 million euro. The questions here then are, could Manchester City have done more to keep him? And should Manchester City have done more to keep him? And this is very interesting, because on Sky Sports, shortly after the deal with Dortmund was completed, Craig Bellamy and Sam Allardyce were chatting about the situation. And here is Bellamy, who's got some good inside knowledge. Have a listen.
For those who don't know Jadon Sancho, you need to know. He's that good.
Well, give me a level. How good is he?
I was fully aware of him when he was at Watford. And then when he went to Manchester City, I remember speaking to one or two people at Man City as well, the head of development as well, and they couldn't stop raving about him. This is the first time I've ever seen any weakness from him, and that was...
Why is it a weakness?
Look, I wouldn't say weakness. Well, I will say weakness, because he didn't quite get his... He wanted to go on pre-season tour, which he seen one or two players who he felt he was better than going on pre-season tour, so he was left behind. Okay, disappointed, but then he didn't come into training. And at a club like Manchester City with Pep Guardiola, hold on a second, you're 17.
That's a big, for me, that's, as a manager, that's a big worry.
You're 17 years of age.
If somebody's doing those type of tactics at such a young age, that's a
And it sort of forced Manchester City's hand then.
So there you go. Sancho doesn't get his game on the US tour and doesn't show up to training. At that point, you suspect Pep has no doubt that he's going to cut Sancho loose, and away he goes. So there was always a chance as well at that point that you let a kid go. There's a chance he tanks, especially when he goes abroad.
Well, like, if you're City, you're hoping he tanks. But if you're Jadon Sancho, there's also, like, just flip that around a little bit. You think you're ready to go. You've been told by the owner, you've been name-checked by the owner that you're ready for this. You're heralded as part of the future of the club. And all of a sudden you're like, no, you can't come on pre-season tour. Now, maybe there was a conversation where they explained why that was happening. They felt that he needed to do X, Y, and Z. Maybe there wasn't, though. Maybe that was like reputation management company that we have spent money on says you need to be humble. Here's us showing you how to be humble. And he's like, well, actually, you know what? I back myself here. I back myself to be a player who's good enough to get into your team. I mean, their team was pretty good at that time. But now he's good enough to get into that team. Now, they would love to have him.
Without question. And it's at this moment where it seems that Pep Guardiola felt a little bit offended, I think, by his decision to go away. Like, as you said, we hoped, or Manchester City had hoped, that Jadon Sancho would go abroad and City would have the last laugh and Sancho wouldn't live up to his own lofty expectations, but that doesn't happen at all. He absolutely flies it abroad, has become an absolute sensation, and is set to command the largest transfer fee ever paid for a British footballer. And let's actually hear from Pep Guardiola on this, because it'll be interesting to hear this, because he was speaking about Sancho in 2018, right after Sancho had made his England debut.
We know what we have done with Jadon in terms we wanted. We did absolutely everything. He decided to move on to Germany, all the best. So he's doing really well. So he started his career and hopefully he can achieve what he was looking for. And the best is a good signal for the England, a young player is going there because it's so important for the future. And I'm glad he's playing well and he played good the minutes he played against the first team. So all the best.
And obviously he was someone who was very highly rated by the club. Would it be possible that he could come back here in the future, or is he?
I don't know. Football, you never say no, but I don't know. I think when he decide to move on from here, it's because he doesn't want to be here. And when he doesn't want to be here, knowing he wanted to be here, when he doesn't want to be here, I think he's not looking forward to come back here. So that is what I think right now. But maybe in the future, new club, new managers, or I don't know what happened. Football, you never know.
The beef is real.
The body language is very, very interesting there. So that was 2018. If you think that his opinion has changed in the 2 years, well, let's just play one last clip, because here is what Pep Guardiola had to say when asked about Jadon Sancho potentially coming back to the Premier League. He was speaking last month.
He decided to leave. Why should he decide to come back? So we want him to stay with him, like a process like Eric Garcia and Phil. He decided, because like Leroy now, like myself, I decided to move. Now Conte's to be manager, it's going to happen. So when he decide to move to Dortmund, it's not because he's going to decide come back 1 year later. So it would not make sense of this. He didn't want to be here, so that's why I think he doesn't want to come back here.
So just to wrap things up, a couple of questions you could ask. By the way, I'm definitely with you on the whole idea of judging any kid in an academy by the standards of an adult at this point. I think every kid should be allowed to develop at whatever pace he wants to express himself in whatever way he wants to. That should be encouraged, in fact. You would wonder then, could Manchester City have done more to ensure that they wouldn't be in a position to regret letting him go years later? Because you suspect that there's a little tinge of regret at the moment. Now, in fairness, they did do a bit to ensure that they would avoid a sense of regret. In the deal with Dortmund, it was written into the agreement that if Dortmund decided to accept a transfer offer from another club, they would first have to inform City about the pending deal. City would then have the chance to make an offer. So you assume that that's been offered to Manchester City this summer to actually re-sign Jadon Sancho. We just heard from Pep Guardiola why that's not going to happen. But if Sancho did ultimately transfer to a third team, it was written into the contract, City would receive a share of the fee. So that looks set to happen now. He's going to join Manchester United, and it seems that City will get 15 million quid for their troubles in the deal. But it's going to be very interesting, as I said, how the first Manchester derby of the season goes. Like, was this all just a sequence of unfortunate events where a young kid potentially wasn't ready for Pep Guardiola's demands? Or is the beef very, very, very real?
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.